You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. When we got a really exciting show for you today. It's a lot of fun. Willem Backus in studio with Bob the Operator. We've got Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield. And one of our favorite all-time guests, Steve, that's right, our First Lady of Pittsburgh, Cynthia Fodor herself, joining us today. Cynthia, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Willem. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
My favorite people in the whole world.
Well, imagine that, Steve. We've achieved that status.
She forgot me.
We have climbed up to a esteemed status that everyone looks up to us.
That, you know,
no, you guys just to love you.
Well, not. We're going to have to use that clip for sure.
Or deal with them, one of the two.
We're going to have to bring you up to Montreal, Cynthia, you know, bring you up.
Oh, we have to plan that trip. I keep saying it every year, and I don't know where the time goes.
Yeah, well, I'm serious about it this year. You know, while these guys are off to Timbuktu, and, you know, I think Stephen's got a January trip planned this year, which is not Arizona. And incidentally, that is our topic of the show, but... thing is, that'll bring, give you a chance to come here to Montreal.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to go there in January.
Oh, it's not a question of whether you're going to freeze or not. In fact, Montreal in January, whether the weather is cold, you're going to feel the warmth of the hearts of this city. Because, you know, Steve, that's one of the things I like the most about Montreal.
Yes, the chance to showcase and the hospitality of the people.
Oh, for sure. And we got a show coming up in December at, once again, at Mr. Steer Restaurant. That's going to be our Christmas special. So stay tuned for that, and we hope to get all the usual suspects in line. In fact, last time we did that show, Cynthia, we had the mayor of Montreal joining us. So,
wow, I'm impressed.
Hey, he enjoyed the show.
You guys know all the right people.
Well, we are all connected on Travel World, as we demonstrated a couple weeks ago in one of our most entertaining shows of them all. And we're going to be talking about the same subject today. I understand that the subject today is spas, once again.
Oh, I didn't know you recently had a spa vacation on. Well, I'll tell you what, this was my first, mm-hmm. and it was only 2 days, uh-huh. but I have proved that it is doable in 2 days' time.
Oh, wow.
And 2 days is not nearly long enough, but it is better than nothing. For all of those of you out there who want to get away and think, oh, I need a week or whatever, I mean, if you wait for that perfect week to come along, it probably never will. So just plan it and do it on a weekend. And
that's a good point,
it's
Cynthia.
Absolutely wonderful.
That's a good point. You know, there's a lot of people waiting for just the right time. And if you do that, it'll probably never come along. So just go.
Well, yeah, and everybody keeps thinking I'm going to plan this wonderful. I know I did. When I turned 40, I said I'm going on a spa trip once a year. Well, it's taken me many years to finally get to that point to go. And, you know, you just, if you wait for the perfect time, you never do anything. So.
And all this time, I thought you just turned 30.
I'm 35.
There you go.
What did I say? When I turned 30, I was going to go on
See?
A spa trip.
See? Oh, my goodness.
But it's never too late. Plan it today. Don't put it off because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Well, for sure. We had a good time. And I know that hopefully I'm looking forward to seeing you at the very least up in April when NAB comes along in Las Vegas because we had a good time last year.
Yes, we need to start planning that again because I was just talking to someone yesterday about it. I mean, Las Vegas has a huge convention in April, but any time is a great time for Las Vegas as well for just a little weekend jaunt.
Well, true enough. Anywhere when you're there, Cynthia, is a great time.
Well, you have all the right words today, Willem.
Yeah. Hey, I have got my favorite people online with me. What can I do, you know?
You're just a poet at heart. I know it.
Well, yes. And one of his pieces, masterpieces, was unveiled recently, and I gave things for lunch.
With the poet laureate of British Columbia.
Yes, who added the missing verse.
Yes, the missing verse. Yes, and now I sit upon my seat, and I will not finish the verse. But seriously, any time that you get a chance, we're going to have to bring you to Montreal because we really want to show you around our fair city and how much fun that we have here. You know, and when you know, when we spent what little time we did back in April last time in Las Vegas. We had a fantastic time. It doesn't really matter the pretext to go. Now, Vegas typically is the adult playground, but, I mean, Cynthia knows very well. I don't smoke, and I don't drink, and I don't even gamble. So what am I doing in Vegas? I'm simply enjoying the view. I had a good time visiting Hoover Dam and places like that, so... And,
well, I don't do any of those things either. In fact, people can't believe that I was there for 3 days and never even, except to walk through the casino, which you have to do to get to your room in every hotel,
yeah.
Never put a quarter in a slot machine.
I still
had a wonderful time.
I played the nickel slots, and, you know, halfway through my roll of nickels, I said, this is boring as all hell, so I left. But, you know, listen, to each their own. There are a lot of people who think that's the most exciting thing around, and, you know, they're in the vast majority, believe me, so... to each their own, and God bless them for it. But
I also think people who don't gamble shouldn't say, oh, I'm never going to go to Vegas.
Right.
And gamble, because there's still so much there to offer and so much fun to have. And I mean, even just watching the people gambling was fun to me.
Oh, hey, the company of good people is always a good thing no matter where you are. And like I say, like you said, don't wait for the right weekend to come along. Just go and do it, because... That's actually even straight out of a book by Alan Kreidman called The 10-Second Kiss. And that's the question of, we're young once, and enjoy it while you're young. I mean, there's a vast difference between someone who does nothing but goof off and a vast difference between someone who works all the time. And if you can strike this balance where you have some time where you're enjoying life as you get along, I mean, heck, you know, if you want a second dessert, by all means, have it. You know, no one, what's the big deal?
Absolutely, and you know, we're coming down to an end of another year here, and you ripped off another calendar page the other day as we move into November, and I keep thinking, you know, I mean, when you look back on your year, what were the highlights of the year? And for me, the highlights were always my travels, and probably for you guys as well.
My travels in April, I've already replanned my trip to Salt Lake City this year, up to Novell Brainshare. In fact, if you were... inclined towards going there, I could get you a guest pass, and there's a lot of really cool activities at Brainshare, but I do that every year. My profession is computers, and my love is travel and radio, so this is a perfect combination. Now,
but am I right, Stephen, looking back on your year, what was the highlight? I'm sure it was one of your trips.
Oh, yes. I looked at all the trips. It's hard to really pick out one of them, but I just enjoy the experience. I remember going back the first trip I really did with the media, which was 1986, Pocono Mountains, where we're going to be heading off to next week. And that was 18 years ago, and I thought at the time, I'll probably never recreate this experience. I will never be back. I will never have this group of people again. And how wrong I was. It was, now I don't feel sad when I finish one trip. I'm already got one or two others on the horizon. And that's part of the fun as well, to look forward to something.
That's sort of my philosophy in life. I know so many people who get really sad when something is over, or, you know, they're spending a weekend with a friend and it comes to an end or whatever. And that's sort of the way I've always tried to look at things, is instead of getting sad about that, to just start looking forward to what's next, or the next time you'll see that person, or the next trip that you're going to have. And that keeps you going in life. You always have to have something to hope for and look forward to, I think. We're so philosophical this morning.
Well, you know, company of good friends, you end up talking about topics like this. But another thing that's worthy of mention, it's kind of an extension of the things that the both of you just said. All these memories that you accumulate tend to be the things you remember the most and most fondly over the last years. If I look back over the last 20 years... my favorite memories come from the trips that I've gone on through Travel World. I mean, even though the radio show incarnation's been around 8 years, and that's a long time in and of itself, we've still done this kind of traveling and this kind of writing and publicity and stuff going back to 1986. So, all in all,
yeah,
the experiences...
Yeah, and as you say that, I'm having a flashback of a luau in Hawaii.
Yes, I remember that.
A deep-fried Louie.
Yeah, oh no, deep-fried Louie.
I mean, talk about wonderful memories.
It's a lot of fun. You know what, Cynthia? We're going to keep you on an extra quarter hour just because we ended up talking through your first segment. And darn it all, I love having...
If nothing else, we've inspired somebody out there to get off their tush today and go make some reservations and plan a getaway. So we've inspired someone to do that.
We're taking a break right now. Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. It's quite a sight in the studio here to see Bob doing the duck walk to that particular song called Summers here. Well, that's a lot of fun. We got Stephen Pickford in Studio West and one of our favorite people, the First Lady of Pittsburgh. And that would be...
I was waiting for my theme song there. Well, you... on a Saturday night.
Well, you see, that would be a copyright song these days. And I don't know if you've heard all of our new jingles, but it's all royalty-free music now. So
that's right.
We've got all our own music. And in fact, if you heard the Via Rail commercial, Bob, who's a talented musician, is the one who actually composed the Via Rail commercial. In the third break,
Actually, I was really impressed with that commercial. It makes me want to go ride the train.
Yeah, well, that was Bob doing the music, and he and I composed the tune together, but Bob played all the instruments. We remixed it here in our own studio because we have our own commercial production facility, so that opens up tons and tons of possibilities. But one of the neat things, our new side effect of being here on Starguide 3, is the fact that we have all our own royalty-free music. So all new jingles and sounders for Travel World, and you're going to notice that. Still, we're going to have to give you a new theme song. We'll have to write our own. The First Lady of Pittsburgh.
There you go. And you can sing it, Willem. I've heard you sing doing karaoke.
Yeah, I remember the very first night we did that. That was actually, was it the same night of the luau or was it another night?
That was another night.
Oh, yeah. I remember that because I have a picture of it.
Stephen remembers well.
Oh, yes. I was just putting some pictures into boxes here and... we have a few photos from that trip, so.
I have a picture of the night of the luau, and there's Cynthia. She was wearing this this orange floral pattern shirt, and you're looking like you're having the time of your life. And there I was. I was still in my almost my shirt and tie outfit, and then Cynthia says, "The heck with that! You're on the islands now."
That's so it.
Kind of loosened me up a little bit, and I had a good time. But
and that's really hard to do, Willem.
Me. Then it says, "We need volunteers on stage." And it says, "Oh no, Deep Fried Louie, don't put it there." Yes, I remember. We had a fantastic time.
You should explain that. He was a fire dancer. or whatever. He was dancing with fire. And it looked a little dangerous.
Must have been pretty hot stuff, huh?
Well, he was a Polynesian. They had this Polynesian act at the luau. And they had the hula dancers. And they had this guy. And he was supposed to be this Polynesian chief. Now, he said his name was Chief Walui, but you know the way I hear things. I heard Deep Fried Louie, and I spent the entire show wondering what on earth did he just call himself. Anyway, so he's doing this dance, and he's got these batons with fire at the end, and he's twirling them. He takes one, jams it between his legs, and he grabs a third. Now, Cynthia, of course, is really enjoying the show. He's going, "Oh, no, Deep Fried Louie, don't put it there."
I thought that's why you called him Deep Fried.
No. In fact, it's just me and my bad hearing. I mean, I hear strange things. But then again, I'm the same guy who still laughs at the word Regina. So that's...
In fact, that's a trip if people out there haven't taken to Hawaii. I mean, you hear of all these tour groups and everything going, but it is truly a wonderful, magical spot for a week out of your life. I know a lot of people wait their entire lives to plan a trip to Hawaii, but... that is one that you must do and do not waste any time.
Well, one story which stands out in my mind from that particular Hawaii trip was coming back from the volcano. First of all, going to the volcano, every sign said Volcano 62. So they must have just got it, you know. Forget about putting the actual mileage markers on there. It's just, you know, we got a bulk rate on
it. It's the anticipation.
Well, yeah, I think it's the same sign maker who wrote a keep out sign, KEYPOUT, but that's, you know, a topic for another show. Still, coming back from the volcano, we were talking about Saddam the Cat. And Saddam the Cat, and of course, poor Jake, who got attacked by Saddam the Cat. And speaking of Jake, how is he doing, Cynthia?
You know, it's funny, he just popped his head in the room here, and I wanted to put him on to say hello to you guys.
Well, you can...
And, he's doing very well. In fact, it's very funny you mentioned the cat, because I just watched as he took the cat outside and was holding him, and it's always a joy to watch.
He's made peace with Saddam.
Boy, pardon?
He's made peace with Saddam the cat.
He's getting older and mellowing out a bit.
Oh, I see. Jake or the cat?
Thank goodness. We should explain that my cat used to attack my son, and they have bonded, and they're getting along just fine these days. Thank goodness.
Well,
my cat is now outside attacking chipmunks and rabbits and birds instead.
But it's still often a nice lot of fun to have there. Well, when you see Jake, be sure to pass along our best regards to him. I will.
He always asks. He just said to me, "When was the last time I've seen him? You guys have to come out again for the Iowa State Fair. We should put that on the planner for 2005.
Okay, we're going to plan that for 2005, and we're going to arrange for you to come here to Montreal within the next 2 months. Within the next 2 months. And I'm serious
about that. That sounds wonderful to me.
See? There.
And we will also have to arrange another spa vacation because I have to tell you guys.
Yes, now the spa.
I've decided I could become a spa addict.
Yeah, we three, the spa addicts.
There is such a thing.
yeah, I think there is, you know, $60 at a time, mind you. Or what was that?
If I lived close to one of these places, I mean, when I was in Arizona and Scottsdale, I was surprised that the place where I went was the Camelback Inn at JW Marriott Resort. And many people who live in Scottsdale, Arizona, actually belong there. And it's their health club that they go to, you know, several times a week. And I just thought, oh, this would be dangerous if I lived here. I would be here all the time.
Of course, the Camelback Marriott was also the very famous spa where Mr. Vic Phillips was enticed to try out the ice cold and the boiling hot plunge pool.
you got to tell Cynthia the story. Was Cynthia there at the time when Vic did this?
No,
Cynthia, you've been there.
She got home and... Well, we went to the Camelback Marriott, a very lovely resort, and Vic asked somebody else in the locker room whether he should wear bathing trunks when he jumped into these 2-3-4-foot plunge pools. And, of course, this other gentleman, probably being a talking donkey like us, said, "Oh, no, sir, you don't have to wear anything to jump in." Of course, Vic then jumps in, and... One pool was scalding hot, and the other pool was icy, icy, icy cold.
The Norwegian bath.
And Vic, of course, was basically flash freezing the Brussels sprouts.
He wasn't rejuvenated.
Flash freezing the Brussels sprouts. You know, Cynthia, you know this guy. Can you imagine this guy thinking, you know, here's a nice warm bath, and there's Steven and the other guys luxuriating themselves, and Vic's going to go try the other one because no one's in it, right? And then he figures out why in a hurry.
It's all part of the spa experience. But yes, I have trouble imagining Vic.
Ooh, ow! I don't know if Steven remembers all the details. I thought he's busy doubling over laughing watching the show. But,
I'm just remembering, I'm having a flashback now, when we were in Sedona, of Vic's room there at the Graham Inn.
Oh, yes, the Adobe Village Graham Inn, yes.
Which is an absolutely wonderful place. But remember the hot tub in Vic's bathroom?
Oh, yes. Vic always gets the room. He was complaining that his room was like was haunted and it was dark and dingy, yes.
Yes, it was just like this big old
barn.
It was like a barn, yeah. It was sort of the old Western saloon themed room.
And so you got the dingy.
Yes, but I'll tell you what, when you go to these spas, there's nothing dingy about them. I mean, everything is just elegant and luxurious. And, I mean, you sit in one of these jacuzzis out beneath the mountains and the stars in the sky. This Arizona sky is just so wonderful. It's so clear, and the air there is just so refreshing, and you really do feel like a brand new person when you leave a little spa retreat weekend like that.
Are you gonna have to,
in fact, I can't wait to go back.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have to. You make me want to move there now because. Gee whiz, you know, cause I've been to a lot of these spas, and lately I've been seeing this physiotherapist who is finally helping me recover from my knee injury last year, but gee whiz. Sometimes you get these amazing little treatments, you feel totally rejuvenated. Now, what all did you take in terms of treatments? We got about 30 seconds to a minute left in this particular segment, but I'd like to hear an outline.
Well, I want to say that I was often intimidated by these spa trips because they can be so expensive, but there really is a way to do it on a budget, which I've learned. And I did one day, I just did the Camelback Signature Massage, which is a a mix of shiatsu and sports therapy, massage, and deep tissue. And they do a little bit of everything, which was just absolutely wonderful. And another day, the next day, I did one of their signature facials, which was, you know, an hour, very relaxing.
We're going to take a break right now, Cynthia, and catch you following the break.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And and welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, where we are bringing to you a special show today with one of our favorite guests, the First Lady of Pittsburgh, Cynthia Fodor herself, calling and telling us all about a trip to Arizona and her spa vacations. And she had a couple of very fun and interesting different treatments over at this particular spa, a little facial and overall shiatsu kind of massage. And Stephen in Studio West, Steve, you got any more questions about this particular type of treatment?
Well, it's always a variety of treatments, particularly the Arizona spas, where they bring into effect a number of the local ingredients and the cultural attributes of the local Native American tribes.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually, at this particular spot, speaking of that, they have like sort of the desert nectar honey wrap where they use pure Arizona honey and
they
all
paint
over your body.
They paint you in honey and wrap you up?
Yes, they do.
That sounds...
Would you like that, Willem?
Do I get... Oh, I won't even say it.
I was thinking what you want to apply to do, but...
Yes, exactly.
And then they have another treatment called the Desert Rain.
Uh-huh.
So after they wrap you up in this sort of thing, they use a gentle misting rinse and a Vichy shower.
Okay, yeah.
All the honey off of you.
I can think of better ways of getting the honey off of you, Cynthia. But that's
and adobe clay purification treatments, things like that, Stephen, that you're talking about, where they do use, and of course the hot stones that they, for the hot stone massages, where they actually walk right out into the desert and find the smoothest stones they can find just from the land there,
that's
and they use them.
That's the neatest thing about Arizona, is the particular type of stones you can get, like especially when you're at Sedona, they had the red rocks. And now, what was your favorite treatment? Did you try one of those aquatherapy where it's one of these things with about 120 jets, you get inside this little tub?
I did that actually at the Four Seasons in Scottsdale.
All right.
The last time I was there, and that was just incredible. there is so much pressure in this tub. Well, you can imagine like 120 jets of water squirting out all around your body. I had to actually hold on. I'm not a big person, and I felt like I was hanging on for my life to the side of this tub.
It was like being caught in the Maytag again.
Yes, it was. But, the wonderful thing, as I was saying, about these spas is they offer a number of classes as well that are part of the package when you go there. And we went Labor Day weekend when the rates were down. Of course, in Arizona, it's still a summer rate, and it can be very hot there.
Sure.
So the rates were slashed that weekend to $129 a night, which is incredible for a spa. And then there are a number of classes that you can take advantage of while you're there that don't cost anything extra. I started out every day with a power walk, which was wonderful. I went up through Mummy Mountain there, and the scenery in the morning, just absolutely fabulous. Of course, I was a little bit afraid, though, that I was going to run into some big snake or something on one of the trails.
So he stayed home in Pickering.
Okay.
But, and then they have the body sculpting classes, and they have yoga classes, Tai Chi, of course, all kinds of fitness classes with the big balls that... you can do all kinds of, they teach you how to do all these exercises on. And a wonderful, of course, beautiful fitness center where you can go and work out as well. So you can sort of create your own spa day, which I did, wrapped around one treatment. And, of course, then they have the finished saunas and the, the whirlpools inside and then outside. At this particular, the Camelback Inn, they have a huge swimming pool that is just for the spa. So everybody is sort of walking around in their bathrobes and slippers, and you can sit out there and eat very healthy lunches, and they have these wonderful mango mimosas.
Okay.
You drink one of those at lunchtime and lie beside the pool,
uh-huh.
And they're playing this new age music. And
kind of like Enya style almost.
Oh, it's a quiet zone, they call it. They really discourage talking. They do not allow cell phones at
right.
all. In fact, I just sort of went into a corner to try to check mine, and one of the attendants came over and said, if you don't turn that off right now, we will take it from you.
Oh, absolutely. I would understand why. You're there to relax, not to have conversations and things. Now, Steve, what other...
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just wonderful, because when do you have a day of quiet ever? And you sort of get in this trance. I don't know if it was the mango mimosa or the new age music or the, you know, all of the treatments or what, but you just sort of get into this hypnotic trance for
right.
the afternoon beside the pool under the blue sky and the mountains over, you know, in the distance. And
you start to relax, you know, a little bit of a nice du moment de détente, Steve.
Yes, that's what we all need in our life.
Oh, yeah, plenty of that.
Yeah, whatever that is, I need more of that in my life.
Détente, nice relaxation.
Yes, a du moment de détente, a soft moment of relaxation.
Exactly.
Something. I have to learn that expression.
You have to say a du moment de détente avec une jeune jolie hôtesse de votre choix.
A du moment de détente avec du whatever.
Une jeune jolie...
I almost had it.
There we go. Avec une jeune jolie hôtesse.
I also want to tell you guys, I mean... about a restaurant that I discovered there, which I guess everyone in Scottsdale knows about, but I just thought it was absolutely wonderful, and it's called Element in the Sanctuary Hotel, which is just at the foot of Camelback Mountain, and the most stunning sunset from the deck of this restaurant with a 360 panoramic view of
That's
the mountain.
Nice.
That I think I have ever seen. It was just unbelievable. The food there, incredible. The restaurant is built into sort of the side of a hillside, and all glass windows on one side overlooking the mountains, and the food was just exquisite, very romantic. Of course, I was there with two girlfriends.
Now we're interested.
Yeah.
His ears picked up.
Yes, of course.
But just, if you are in Scottsdale, you must check out Elements in the Sanctuary, because it is just a very special place. And I loved it. It's one of those restaurants where every morsel of food you put in your mouth, you just have to stop
and savor it.
Appreciate.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a nice, relaxing meal, and particularly enjoying the kind of countryside and the beautiful skies that you're going to get in Arizona.
Yes, and then our second night there, we went to a different restaurant in Old Town Scottsdale, which was called Cowboy Chow. And you're thinking chow, C-H-O-W, beans and barbecues, but it wasn't that. It's C-I-A-O, chow. And it, another marvelous little place that a lot of people don't know about, with wonderful food. I had the exotic mushroom pan fry and a Stetson chopped salad. I mean, two items that I will never forget. They were just so different and interesting, and just a really fun atmosphere. And that was in Old Town Scottsdale, Cowboy Chow. So Elements and Cowboy Chow for two different, totally, kinds of experiences, but just really fun. And of course, shopping, I mean, the Fashion Square, you guys have been there.
Oh, yes, we've walked through it, yes.
Well, not me, I haven't been there yet. I was never invited on your Arizona excursions, but I intend to get there one day. Well, I actually did finally make it to Arizona. I stood on one side of the Hoover Dam when I was in Las Vegas with you last trip. But what was your favorite, of all the things that you did, Cynthia, what was your favorite treatment that you had?
Well, you know, I mean, the massage and the facial. The facial was absolutely wonderful. It was something different. In fact, the Camelback Inn, this is one of their signatures. It's they use the Dr. Perricone. It was the anti-aging treatment. And I came back, and everybody thought I was 10 years younger. I looked 10 years younger, so it must have worked.
You must have looked 15.
They... You know, it was interesting because aside from the mask that they put on your face in the facial, they also massaged your hands and they put a mask on your feet. And
oh, that's nice.
I thought this was a facial, but it, you know.
Well, it's all about connecting your meridians, because we all have energy that runs through us and we just have to know how to push the right buttons. So that's all part of it.
Believe me, they push the right buttons. And then they use these, they call them cool beauty globes to massage your face. And what they are is like little cool marbles.
Cynthia, we got to actually let you go because it's over. we got to go again. Yeah, time has flown. Cynthia, thanks for joining us this time on the Travel World Show. And listen, we're going to have you on another time for sure because it just flies by. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Next segment up, we got Amy Bowatinsky talking about Hotwire.com. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show once again across America via satellite with Willem Backus in Montreal, Stephen in Studio West Beaconsfield. Steve, welcome back to the show, of course. And Cynthia, of course, was we had to make room for our latest guest who hasn't called in just yet, Amy Boitinsky. It's fun. We get into these conversations with Cynthia and we just kind of completely lose track of time.
Yeah, sometimes just time flies right by.
I guess it's one of those classic Travel World moments, of course. Travel World always themed on friends sharing travel with friends. So you kind of lose yourself in conversation when you're with good friends.
That's always the case. And, of course, it was 2 years ago that we were on our transcontinental train odyssey.
Oh, yeah, the Via Rail thing. That was so great. And we made the cover of Radio World magazine twice because of this Via Rail engineering feat that we did, managing to broadcast live from a moving train. And we did it with the Comrex hotline, Comrex Blue Box, with a hotline here in studio.
Yeah, it was just 2 years ago, and time certainly flies by. And, of course, next week down to the Pocono Mountains, where a lot of these odysseys all began 18 years ago.
Oh, the Pocono Mountains is going to be so much fun when we get down there because it's all the memories that we had when we go there, and you just can't be bored when you get down to the Poconos just because there's so much to do there. I mean, there's the golf, the mini putt, there's the pedal boats.
The Snake Museum.
Yeah, the Snake Museum. Thank you. Yeah,
you just down the road from our hotel.
You get to go to the Snake Museum. I will be as far away from the Snake Museum as I can go. But it's the Roman Tower Suites that we're going to try it. Now, what I forget exactly what is it called, the town that is actually in, but it's right near Stroudsburg.
Right, it's just northeast of Stroudsburg and East Stroudsburg and the Delaware Water Gap area.
What was it, Marshall's Creek or Marshall, Pennsylvania?
Marshalltown, Marshall's Creek. It's just so we get off the interstate at Stroudsburg and we head up around 10 miles.
Well, we'll definitely know that. See, the thing is, you don't really remember the town so much as the actual place that you're going, the destination, Caesars Pocono Resorts.
People think of the Poconos and they just know it as the name Poconos. There's so many towns. There's Tannersville and Whitehaven and Stroudsburg and all of them, Marshall's Creek. But I think mention any of those towns, they'll say where, but they say Poconos. They know northeast corner of Pennsylvania, the romance capital of America.
It is. It is everything they say it is. You know, it's one of these things you think, oh, no, I'm going to one of these Las Vegas chapel kinds of places, or I'm going to go to one of these tourist trappy kind of places. But in reality, what we're getting is you're going to enjoy yourself because you find that not only is it a fun place to go, it's not overly done in kitsch. And what you do get is to be expected. You say, you know what? Yeah, let's enjoy a little bit of decadence here. Let's enjoy just that much more romance. I mean, heck, you're going to have a champagne glass jacuzzi. Why not enjoy it?
It's a lot more fun to sit in one with somebody else than be in there alone. But remember, Willem, you're not supposed to fill it to the top.
Yeah, oh yeah, and have Bushkill Falls version 2.
Yes, of course, you don't have to brave the elements to go out to see Bushkill Falls if you recreate it in your own room.
Well, that was the idea, of course, and there are actually stairs leading up to the top of the champagne glass jacuzzi, which they don't show you in the pictures. So
it's not an indoor rock climbing experience either.
Well, you know, I used to wonder, first of all, if you manage to climb up the side of this thing and scramble into it, then if it's full of all, you know, the jacuzzi water, how on earth is this thing not going to tip over on you? And that was the other thing I was worried about. But in reality, it's a jacuzzi which is kind of set with a bit of an overhang, but it's really set into the top floor of the hotel room, and the decor makes it look like it's actually on a stem. But you know, you're actually in a real tub that just slightly overhangs.
Yeah, there's nothing to be scared of. It's very stable. No, nothing's going to happen to you, unless, of course, you have too many Mai Tais, talking about our previous guest, and get a little too close to the edge, and then gives new meaning to the word tipsy.
You know, now that is going to be funny. Hey, Steve, how long has it been? We finally got her to say Duma Mata de Dance on the air.
Oh, yes, Duma Mata de Dance. We got her to say the complete line and record it to tape for posterity.
Well, not just that, for Farley. he's going to enjoy this. I mean, how long has it been? And she's finally going to read out, Du moment de détente avec une jolie teste de votre choix. There's an atmosphere today, shall it tradis cre cata credi accepte.
The first words that one has to learn, those are in the directory.
We still have to publish our directory.
The glossary of terms, more than one poster on the internet has helped visitors to Canada understand the jargon and the lingo.
Well, the glossary of travel world terms too, because we have our own language here. Sometimes you listen closely enough, you'll realize the subtext in half of the jokes that are cracked on this show.
Oh yes, I was about to crack up more than once and some of the double entendres that were coming out during the previous segment.
Oh, listen, that's the intent, though. I mean, what you got to understand when Steven's on the air with us, that he gets into show mode, and very little can crack the guy up. And so my job is to make him laugh his guts out. And, of course, half the time he manages to keep a straight face, but sometimes something comes up and you'll hear him just back away from the mic, desperately trying to hold his composure. And that, of course, means that I've done my job.
Of course, a few weeks ago when Jerry Dale was on and you brought up the topic of Roberto Clemente.
You know what? That's going to be a joke for a long time, because even here among Penelope and the kids, they're planning to order a bottle of absinthe and say, you know, with love from Roberto Clemente and give it to you know who.
Oh yes, and he will say, "Oh boy, one of my big heroes. He sent me a Christmas gift
last year." Yeah.
how many years ago? 33 years ago, during the Christmas New Year's break.
Yeah.
That he met an unfortunate and untimely early death.
Right, yeah. But, you know, Jerry Dale actually did see him play. So we actually did have somebody on the show who really did see him play.
Yes.
Although not last year.
Not last year, no.
Seems like yesterday.
Yes, 10, 20, 30 years, it seems like yesterday.
Exactly, it wasn't quite that way.
No.
But, you know, first of all, that was an interesting segment, talking about the Africa Safari Tours. Do you have any of the numbers of the places that Cynthia was? We got carried away so much in her segment.
Oh, yeah, well, the Camelback Marriott, Marriott Hotels is 1-800-831-1000.
Now, what happened now when Vic stepped into this pool, the cold water? Did he actually get his full leg into it, or did he actually get his ass into this thing?
Well, I would say almost up to halfway up his body. He was in and out of there so quick, it was like, I thought, I'd never seen anyone run so quickly except from the said open bar at the press club, right?
Exactly. What is the sound of a Vic Phillips getting in?
And the pained expression on his face, and then stamping his feet and shaking his arms and trudging over into the corner as the water falls onto the tile floor. And if water hits tile floor, hey, maybe he'll slip and fall too, and then I'll really have a belly laugh.
Isn't he glad to have good friends like us?
Oh, yeah, where we laugh and poke fun at each other and bend over.
At his misery, yeah.
Yes, of course, he did follow the advice of somebody who was looking for some entertainment on a boring day, right?
Well, yeah, and that's half the fun here on Travel World.
If it was so much fun to get into the pool with no clothes on, how come that other guy wasn't doing it, right?
Exactly. Well, he wanted to be free and enjoy the Arizona air, so.
Yes, live free or die.
Yes. But now, the flash frozen Brussels sprouts, of course, were also followed by a boiling of sorts, right?
Oh, yes, because, of course, like any of the, you know, any product from the Jolly Green Giant, you have to warm them up before you eat them.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It depends by who.
Now I will never buy another can of niblets again.
Because what exactly are you nibbling? And where do they come from?
Yes.
It's all a conspiracy.
A new meaning for the Colonel Cream Corn, but that's yeah. Hey, listen, I like corn, and we're getting rather off track. But here, the Travel World Radio Show, we're finishing up another segment. I wish we could have kept Cynthia on for the last segment, but you know, you never can predict when a guest is not going to.
Jim Duff would say the fun of live radio.
But the guest that was supposed to be on for this half hour, Bob Seidel, the makeup artist who helped rescue six American hostages from Iran, is going to be on with us in 2 weeks.
The 20th of November.
That's it.
So Pocono Mountains next week, Bob Seidel the following week. Uh-huh. And then 3 weeks down the road, New England Culinary Institute, the Inn at Essex, Burlington, Vermont.
We're going to have ourselves a good time. Well, that's the end of the Travel World Radio Show, this segment. Hope you had fun, and happy traveling, everybody. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Bob Cassini.
Join us again, and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.